This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and Plenary Session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है. इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है. आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है. ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है, बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप, इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी है.
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to develop 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced on Sunday, will culminate today. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi yesterday. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime and drug trafficking. Mr. Palacios is on a three-day state visit to India. President Draupadi Murmu has appreciated Paraguay for its continued support of India's position on matters of global importance, including at multilateral forums such as the United Nations. Welcoming President Santiago Peña Palacios of Paraguay at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Murmu said that relations between India and Paraguay have been cordial and friendly. She thanked the government of Paraguay for its firm condemnation of terror and its message of solidarity following the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the meeting, the two leaders agreed that there is immense potential to further deepen the ties. They expressed confidence that this visit will help strengthen the relations and open new areas for engagements. Central Bureau of Investigation has conducted searches at various premises and recovered substantial assets and incriminating material in connection with the ongoing investigation related to arrest of two accused, including a senior IRS officer. In a statement, CBI said that during the searches, nearly 3.5 kilogram of gold, 2 kilogram of silver and 1 crore rupees cash were recovered. It added that documents of a locker and 25 bank accounts with various banks and documents of immovable properties and assets located in Delhi, Mumbai and Punjab were recovered. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has taken action against criminals involved in manufacture, distribution and sale of pirated NCERT textbooks. Adopting a zero-tolerance policy towards piracy, NCERT has seized more than 5 lakh copies of pirated NCERT textbooks, a huge quantity of printing paper and machinery worth more than 20 crore rupees. NCERT has also registered 29 FIRs against printers, warehouse owners and retailers of pirated NCERT textbooks. In a statement, the Ministry of Education has said that these actions have been taken in the last 14 months. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Kerala, Mahi, Konkan, Goa, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. Polling is underway in South Korea to elect a new president to succeed conservative Yoon Suk-yeol, who was ousted over his brief but shocking imposition of martial law. The winner will be sworn in as president tomorrow without the typical two-month transition period. Indian Premier League 2025 is all set to get its new winner today as Royal Challengers Bangalore and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.